Welcome, everybody. Shir number 799, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we've been talking about the various different ins and outs in reference to does one have to sit by benching, by Al Hamichya, by other brachas. So we spoke about that. I want to just talk about one more important concept which comes up and sometimes people are not so aware. And that is, you know, is there anything that could be done as far as when I'm making a bracha? We spoke a little bit about it, but we see it straight up in the Shulchan Aruch. It's a very important point, and he brings it down here in Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, which is, again, not our Simon. We're trying to finish up Simon Kuf Samach Zayin and move on to Simon Reish Zayin, Reish Ches, and so on, which is Al HaMichya, Baruch Nefashos, and Shoah, and so on. So he says in Sif Yud Beis, Asa Levarech, one is Anala Bench, Vu Isaac B'Malachta. You can't bench when you're doing different things, right? When the person is doing actions, whatever the thing is, we'll see some examples in the Sefer Eisei Halachos. You're cleaning the table, right? I just finished the Shabbos Suda. Good. So I'm going to bench. I'll save time. Listen, I gotta go learn, right? So maybe I'll clean the table while I bench. No, you can't do anything while you're benching. Now, it tells us the Mishnah Berurah, it's Sif Katan Lamed Zayin, Hainu Kol HaBrachas, not just by benching, but all the brachas, by all brachas. Hainu Kamam B'Zim Kuf Sanech Tzadik Aleph, Mishnah Berurah Sham Bevar Heitev. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, look over there in Kuf Tzadik Aleph. I just want to read on Kuf Tzadik Aleph what he says. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's actually Sif Gimel over there in Kuf Tzadik Aleph, but it tells us the Machaber. He's talking about benching, but of course it applies to all brachas. Also, lasses malacha by the mevarach. You can't do malacha while you bench, or like the Mishnah Berurah says by us in Sif Katan Lamed Zayin and Simon Kuf Pei Gimel. He says Hainu Kol HaBrachas by all the brachas. So it's important to read over what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Hey in Simon Kuf Tzadik Aleph. He says also lasis malachim. So what's the reason why? Why can't I clean the table? I save time, right? It looks like it's just like, you know, whatever. This is just like I'm benching by rote. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm a Jew, so I have to say my blessings. You know, so I'll just zip it off my tongue. That's not the way we bench. That's not the way we daven. Vafilu tashmish kal is also lasis. Even a little bit of Tashmish Kal, even a small little thing. Good, I'm not going to go start cleaning the whole table, but I'm just wipe off the crumbs. Even that we don't do. You're not, when you bench, you have to sit and you have to pay attention to what you're saying. And the same thing by all brachas, by benching even more so. Obviously, we could understand it's a deraisa. Vein tzarech lema shalei yasek bedovar shetzarech losum li bayelev. Obviously, if you're doing something whereby you have to, pay attention to what you're doing, like clean, you know, whatever. Cleaning the table or separate, whatever the case is, and you have to give it more attention, that action is nothing to talk about. Because of Ataz, says the Taz, he brings down Mishnah Berurah again, Sheyesh Lizor Shaloy La'ayin Afilu B'Divrei Torah. When you're benching, don't, you know, a person's benching by heart, so they'll start reading from a sefer. Good, I'm benching, but I'll read. You see people, a lot of times you see this in shul, unfortunately, sometimes a person davening and they're reading signs on the wall, or they're even looking in a sefer. You're davening, you have to pay attention to the words you say. It's not just, you know, yeah, well, I'm Yaitse, you know, Yaitse Tzazan, as they say. I want to say over an interesting thing, not interesting, a sad thing, actually. I once heard from, I think it was Rabbi Zev Smith, Shlita, so he said, the people have an expression, you know, by Daf Yoimi, do it quickly. They'll say, let's daven up the Daf, you know, we'll daven up the Daf. In other words, like davening is quick, you know, we have to do daf yoimi, but we don't have that much time. So we have to do it very quickly. So what are we going to do? So we'll daven up the daf. So they're using like the word davening like ki'ilu, like high, fast speeds with no concentration at all. That's not what davening is all about. Not what davening is all about, and of course not what brachas is about, and kal v'chomer, of course, not what benching is all about. So that's what he says. Even learning, because of atat, sheyesh lizosh leila ayin afila b'divrei Torah. Not even to start thinking of learning. When you're benching, you bench. In other words, if a person is looking in a safe or even starts thinking and learning or whatever while he's benching, it shows that the whole thing, good, from first grade, I know benching by heart anyway, so I'll just zip it off my tongue like I always do, and I'll learn in the meantime. It doesn't work like that. A person has to bench, they have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Besides the fact that benching is a deraisa, a person's full, it's a deraisa. It's the only one of the few brachas. I think it's only in eating, anyways. Besides matzah by by night and by Pesach and also Sukkot the first night, but it's kamat the few brachas that we have that are really really deraisas. That the bracha themselves, other mitzvahs we have mitzvahs, but the brachas are derabbanan. Over here, it's the bracha itself is a deraisa. Person has to be extremely extremely careful about that. So that's what he says. And of course, the same thing goes by all brachas, like the Mishnah says. So he says it like this. Not only by benching that all this applies. The same thing applies when a person's davening. And the Mishnah says it straight out. He says, or by any bracha at all. The person that the Pasuk says, that Kaddish Baruch Hu, the guy that got upset, Kaviyachal, that we're just doing things out of rote, you know, like robotic style, if you want to call it. Ainu shalo yiyu amitzvah eislenu al tzad hamikra v'hizdamnus ba'alm. It's like the mitzvahs shouldn't become, the mitzvahs chas v'shalom shouldn't become, you know, like a habitual type of a thing. Yeah, I get up, I whatever, I put on my pants, I put on my skirt, I go to work, I eat, I blah, blah. Everything is just, you know, like jumping from one thing to the next. You know, but the person has to stop and think. That's why we spoke about the person has to sit. A person can't do anything while they're benching, or by all brachas, or by even by davening, like we say, kishay sepit tefila, or by eza bracha. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. By any type of bracha at all. Okay, so it's a very important thing that we all have to keep in mind. A person cannot do anything while they are benching, while they're making a bracha, while they're davening. You have to sit and think about a Kaddish Baruch Hu, thank a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and at least that much. A person should be sitting and thinking, thanking a Kaddish Baruch Hu all day long. We move our fingers, arms, legs, every part of the body. I mean, it's constant. There's a famous Rabbi Safdie who talks about these things. We're bathing. We're taking a bath in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. It's like, it's a bath. It's mamish a bath. It's not, you know, well, one thing here, one thing there. It's a bath of chesed every second. The least bare minimum we could do is to concentrate when we're actually talking, saying words of tefillah, saying words of benching, saying a bracha, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At least then could we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu our concentration to the least bit. Okay, so we'll stop here, but we have to know it's a very, very important thing. The Dirsha brings out one more quick thing in Kuf Pei Gimel, Ois 27. He says, even if a person is in the middle of doing something and it comes time to make a bracha, then you have to stop. You have to stop. That's all. You know, you can't say, well, I started already. It's not like, you know, well, I started cleaning the table, so I'll just continue on as I bench, continue on as I dav. No, it doesn't work like that. So it's a very important thing. Let's give all our concentration to the bracha, thanking a Kaddish Baruch Hu, whether it's benching, whether it's all the brachas, whether it's davening. That's the least bit that we could thank or we could give over to our Kaddish Baruch Hu, and even more so thanking our Kaddish Baruch Hu throughout the day. You know, if I remember correctly, I think it was Rav Avigdor Miller, Zechat Tzadik Levrach. I remember hearing every time a person bends down by Moedim in Shmon Esrei, thank Hashem for something, right? And not just by Moedim, any time, Magen Avram, wherever you bend down, Magen Avram, Moedim, Chalachaim, all the few times that we bow down, at least that much in Mila Shmon Esrei, take a different thing and thank Hashem, right? I bow down by Moedim, I thank Hashem for my bed. I bow down by V'chalachayim, right? Kaladosh, whatever. By that brach, I thank Hashem for my pillow. I bow down Magen Avram, thank Hashem for the shower. You don't have to say it out. Just at least think it. I thank Hashem. And when you're eating, when you're benching, thank Hashem for the delicious food. Food could have been all one color, all one taste. Okay, we're not going to get into the whole thing now, but let's give it all we got. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha, kol tov.